In 1955, the famous Catholic author Flannery O'Connor wrote, "If you live today, you breathe in nihilism. In and out of the church, it's the gas you breathe." Now, nihilism, as you might know, is the rejection of all religious and moral principles, holding that life is meaningless. Admittedly, this was a strange observation for Flannery to make. After all, she was living at a time when the Catholic Church in the United States and Canada seemingly was at the height of her power. I mean, let's think about it. A decade after World War II, seminaries and convents were filled to capacity. Catholic couples were marrying in the church and raising large families. New parishes were being established, and the majority of Catholics attended Mass on Sundays and holy days. Yet, 65 years later, Flannery's words turned out to be prophetic. Clearly, all was not well. Clearly, there was already a complacency brewing. The clerical sexual abuse scandal within the church, the breakdown of morality, and the family and secular society. All these things point to a nihilism that was breeding secretly long before it showed its face exteriorly. Flannery, however, saw the imperfections of her day in the church and in the world, yet she never advised leaving the church or becoming a recluse from secular society. She did not lose her peace. Instead, she offered a plan for the cleansing of the church and of the world, a plan that the apostles themselves had to learn 2,000 years ago.